USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says Democrats are simply not trying to hammer out a coronavirus relief package with Republicans and the White House. Mnuchin releasing a statement after speaking with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi yesterday. Pelosi also commented later in the day saying it's the White House that won't negotiate.
When commentators say to me, why can't you resolve your differences? Because we're miles apart.
Then Mnuchin said later that was not an accurate reflection of their conversation. California's Democratic Senator Kamala Harris says she is up for the task of running for VP. The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden formally introducing his running mate at a joint appearance in Delaware yesterday. Senator Harris says November's presidential election is about choosing a better future for America. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The Air Force says someone opened fire on a military helicopter during a training operation in Virginia back on Monday. A UH-1N Huey helicopter was near Joint Base Andrews when someone on the ground started shooting and the crew had to make an emergency landing at an airport in Manassas, transporting the injured service member to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The FBI is investigating. The Attorney General says while he thinks there's a need to do some reform within the FBI, he doesn't think now is the right time given the upcoming presidential election.
I think once the political season is over, we'll move forward very aggressively to do what we can administratively within the executive branch.
While speaking with the Buck Sexton Show yesterday, William Barr went on to say he's keeping a close eye on things that he feels contributed to abuses in the past, but he doesn't think any statutory changes are needed, but rather administrative changes. And this is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
President Trump says he's in discussions with college athletes and officials about the fall season and what's going to happen given the pandemic. The president telling reporters yesterday he spoke with several football players and numerous coaches, and most of them say they want to play football. And Trump followed up by saying, let them play, claiming the players say they feel safer walking around the field than not. The Big Ten and Pac-12 have already said they're going to postpone fall sports. The Big 12 is reportedly planning to go forward with its football season. Today is Black Women's Equal Pay Day. It's the day on average that black women need to work to make what their white male counterparts did in 2018. Studies show that black women are paid 62 cents for every dollar that a white male makes, a number that hasn't changed in a quarter century, according to the National Women's Law Center. And a Tennessee woman has a new driver's license now after she got one recently that showed just an empty chair where the picture should be. Jay Dodd renewed her license online, but when the card arrived, she noticed it had a picture of a chair and instead of her face, so she contacted the DMV, which said the mistake resulted from the wrong picture being saved to her profile, so they've sent her a new license. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.